Reverend Robert Sirico is an American Roman Catholic priest, president and co-founder of the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty. He is a well-known political and cultural commentator. We have already spoken about his new book, Defending the Free Market, The Moral Case for a Free Economy. Now we ask him about Cardinal Mincenti.
It does give good incentive for the faithful to teach about his life and his sanctity and heroic witness. I remember when I first learned about Mincenti, when I first put the name to the story, they know that there was this story of this great cardinal who lived in exile in an embassy, and he would not bend to the horror of communism. And then later on, the name was put to it. And the moment that happened, what I did was I took his prayer card that was given to me by the Mincenti Foundation, and it's been in my breviary ever since. So when I'm feeling discouraged as a priest who has to speak and face opposition in my country, and many people in Hungary need to realize that as faithful Catholics, even in the United States today, we are facing opposition, not as great as the beloved cardinal faced. But nonetheless, he's a great example of how to just love the truth more than you love your freedom.
He said that the freedom of the church is inseparable from the freedom of the nation.
It's a wonderful slogan. It's a wonderful motto that I think should be learned by all Americans in the particular crisis that we are facing now with various mandates upon our religious liberty and institutions that we've built. Cardinal Mincenti, I mean, there have been a number of cardinals throughout history who have given powerful witness. But certainly Cardinal Mincenti is one of those who really helps us in a personal way to understand why cardinals wear red, that it represents the blood of the martyrs. Let's remember that phrase, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of Christians. And so we have this obligation to take that blood and make it the cause for the new evangelization. So you see that Mincenti really connects, it's not just a historical episode, but it's a model, and in a way his life was a program, an invitation to engage in the new evangelization of our societies, which have forgotten the meaning and the ability to create the kind of heroes such as Cardinal Mincenti. Let's use the year of faith and the call to the new evangelization to make known his cause.